This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
For tonight's halacha slot, we are focusing on staka in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's an interesting topic, and clearly this is a real focus during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, giving staka. There is a very difficult Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet says the following. It's the first box on the handouts. If you haven't got one and you're listening online, then please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. The Rambam says this: Tzorich kol odom sheyira atzmoi kol hashana ki ilu chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayv. All year round, a person has got to look at himself as if he's literally 50-50. His everything is evenly balanced. And so too, the entire world is perfectly balanced. If a person does one chet, one sin, he has then weighed down the entire world to the side of guilt. And has caused destruction. However, in contrast, however, if he does one mitzvah, then he pushes the entire world and himself, of course, as well, into the kaf zuchus, and he's caused the gorem lo tshuva, tzolah, and salvation, etc. Now, here we go. These are the difficult words in the Rambam. On mipnei inyan zeh, noagu kol beis Yisrael, laharbus bitzdaka, v'maisim tovim, v'lasok b'mitzvah mirosh shana vad yom ha-kippurim. Since in these days, in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're considered Beinonim, where the scales are evenly weighed, says the Rambam, a person should do Bimarbe Bitstaka and Masim Tovim, etc., and do mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam choose Staka? Surely any mitzvah that is thrown into the right side of the scales is going to do the trick. Why does the Rambam say Dafka Kol Beis Yisrael Laharbus Bitstaka? Why is Dafka Staka? It's clear that the power of staka is well known. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Arba'a Devarim Makarin Gezar Adin Shel Adam. There are four things which can destroy, which can rip up the Gezar Adin of a person. Eluhain, and these are them: staka, giving charity; Sa'aka, crying out; Shinui Hashem, changing a person's name; V'Shinu Maisa, and changing one's actions. How do I know each of those? And the Gemara goes through. How do I know? Staka tichsiv, staka tatzal mimavet. Staka can save a person from death. Staka is incredibly powerful. Just by the way, on that staka tatzal mimavet, of course, Rabbi Akiva, there are many stories in the Gemara about this, but I'm reminded of one story that I heard from Rabbi Pinchas Roberts. It was on the night of Kol Nidre, and he told this story, a remarkable story. It happens about 10 years ago or so in Eretz Yisrael, a true story. There was a young Kodal family, and there was a young man, who he and his wife were struggling to make ends meet. And one Thursday night, a poor person knocked on their front door. And the fellow said, the Kodal younger man answered the door, and the fellow said, he needs money, can he help? So the fellow said, look, I'm so sorry, I struggle myself, I also find it very difficult. I'm really sorry, I haven't got any spare cash to give you. The poor person then said, well, maybe you've got some food for me. Do you have any spare food? Can you imagine how difficult it is? You've got to ask someone for food. Anyway, so the fellow, this Kol Yom man, knew that they had already made Shabbos, but they had in their freezer a spare chicken. And for them, that was quite a precious commodity. So he goes inside the house. He says to the poor person, just wait a moment. He goes inside the house. He speaks to his wife. He says, look, this guy needs money. We haven't got any money. He's asking for food. He's desperate. We've got Shabbos, albeit, quite a basic Shabbos, but we've got a spare chicken in the freezer. Should we give that to him? And the wife agreed. Let's do it. The husband goes to the freezer. He opens up the freezer and he gets the shock of his life. As he opens the freezer, out spills his three-year-old son. Thank God, alive. But what had happened was that they decided, the kids decided to play a game of hide and seek. And this three-year-old was a very labradic, precocious three-year-old kid. He figured he had the most amazing hiding place. He opens the freezer, he climbs into the bottom section, which was empty, and he pulls it shut. And his hide's waiting there, and he's suddenly getting quite cold, and he's getting quite cramped, and he can't push open the door. And Nebuch, this kid, is literally freezing to death. And at that moment, the father, a few minutes later, opens the door, and the kid spills out, Baruch Hashem is okay. And the father had a very clear example of what it means, Stocker Tatzel Nimovis. So Stocker is powerful. We said it in the Nesana Tekef on Rosh Hashanah, please God, we'll say it again on Yom Kippur, Utshuvu Utfilot Stocker Mavir Nesra HaGezerah. So perhaps the reason why the Rambam chooses Stocker, because from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, there are four things which rip up a Gezar Din. There's Stocker, Sa'okah, Shinu Hashem, and Shinu Maisa. Maybe Stocker is the most practical. The Nesana Tekef, we say Tshuva Tfilin Stocker. That comes from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, it's on the sheet, Omer Bloza, Shleisha Dvarim Mevatlin Es HaGezerah. There are three things which are Mevatlin Es HaGezerah Kosha, Ve'elu Hein Tfilin Stocker Tshuva, and it's also a Medrash in Kohenis Rabbo. But the question is, why is Stocker so powerful? So let me share with you three ideas. I saw these ideas from in the writings of Rabbi Arya Leibowitz in a recording of his. And he's got his tremendous Talmud Chacham and he's got tremendous Bekiyas. And he gave he shared these three sources. The first is an amazing Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen goes back many, many centuries. What I'm going to share with you sounds almost like a Hasidish idea, etc. It's quite Kabbalistic, it's quite esoteric, but it's brought in the Leket Yosha, who was the primary disciple of the Trumas Hadeshen, and a very mainstream authority and well-known source. But this Trumas Hadeshen is quite astonishing. In short, he says the following. When a person gives tzedakah, he almost, as it were, is lending money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's giving the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu money. And therefore he's considered as Malve Hashem Chaynein Dal Ugmula Yeshalim Lai, i.e., says the Leket Yesha, in the name of the Trumas Hadeshen, Misha Nosen Stocker Le'oni, Kilu Nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if he's giving money directly to Hashem. Uma'acha She'onu Malvim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're lending money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if we are the malve, the lender, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the loive. Now we know, the Gemara says in Zebira and other places, it quotes the Pasuk, Eved loive le'ish malve. A borrower is like an Eved, is like a slave, a servant to the malve. Now the Gemara says in Zebira, which is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there is halachic ramifications to this, that if there's discussion of which Beis Din should they go to, a person's got a Din Torah here in the UK, do you go in London? Do you go in Manchester? Where do you go? Which Beis Din? The Malve has the right to choose which Beis Din to go to. So therefore, when a person lends money, gives stock to another person, it's as if he's lending money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that makes us the Malve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Loive. It gives us the right as to which Beis Din we choose. There are two types of Bote Din, says the Trumas Hadeshen. One is a Beis Din of Rachamim, one is a Beis Din of Din. When we give money to a poor person, we become the Malveh. That gives us the prerogative to choose which Beis Din. We, of course, choose the Beis Din of Rachamim. The reason why Stocker is so powerful, because we get to be judged in a court, which is Malveh Rachamim. That's one idea. Another idea is the Arizal. Again, a Kabbalistic, of course, esoteric idea, which I don't really understand. But this is what the Arizal says. The Arizal says that some people fast during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We discussed it last week in the Halacha slot. When you fast in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, you can't, of course, fast on Rosh Hashanah. Those are the first 2 days of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And you can't fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, there are 7 days when you are fasting. And during those 7 days, each day that you fast atones for the corresponding day throughout the previous year. So today is Wednesday. You fast on Wednesday. That atones for any misdemeanor a person may have done on every Wednesday of the previous year. A person fasts during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, therefore, he has, as if it were, fasted the entire year, which is quite an achievement, and no doubt can accrue a lot of merit, a lot of zuchus. But the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Vav on the base, on the Mazutra, Igra de Ta'anisa Sitkoso, which means the reward of a Tanis is Tzedakah, which means the ultimate benefit, the prime objective of a fast day is not the fasting. The fasting is a means to an end. The means is just not eating to make a person a bit more humble in order that he's more inclined to give Tzedakah. And therefore, a person who's fasted during the Aseret Mitzvah, it's as if he's given Tzedakah throughout the Aseret Mitzvah, and consequently, he's given Tzedakah throughout the whole of the last year. That is really the sort of the prime objective of any Tanis. So that's another idea of showing why Tzedakah is so powerful. Perhaps a more straightforward, simple explanation of why Tzedakah is so powerful is because it's Midah Keneged Midah. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kufnun Aleph, Kol ha-merachim al ha-briyos merachimim olav min ha-shamayim. Anybody who is merachim, who has mercy on other people, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us rachmonos as well. And that's why the Mate Ephraim at the top of the next page says in Simon Tofresh Zayin, Beroiv ha-mekoyim ha-shamadinas elu, in throughout Europe, noyagim shemechalkim stok alanim, b'derech halicha lebeis ha-knesis l'tfilis ha-mincha, when you walk to shul in Erev Yom Kippur, the minhag is you're giving stokah as you're going. And there's a collection in the shul. And he says, interestingly, when you sit, the gabbai stokah sits at the entrance of the shul, v'shah stokah shibir, v'shom yitnu stokahs ishk masas yodah, a person according to what he can afford, v'hagaboyim ein lohim ledakdei kimal meisnin. The gaboyim is warning the gabbai stokah, don't be too judgmental, too harsh on the person giving, l'kabal mehem v'save upon him yofas, because maybe that's all he can afford to give. And there is precedent to this. The Gemara in Ksuba Staf Samach Zayin Mabei says, Ma'ukva hava anya b'shiva busei, Ma'ukva, one of the great Amoraim, there was a poor person in his neighborhood, v'hava rogil l'shturi le'arba me'azuzi kol ma'le Yom Kippur. He would give him a huge amount, 400 zuz, every Erev Yom Kippur. Why then? Again, because Aseret Mitzvah is the prime time to give tzedakah. And indeed, that's what the Ramos says, I brought further on as well. So there you have the primacy of stock in the Aseret Mitzvah, and that perhaps explains the Rambam. Why is it that the Rambam says when a person considers himself a Beinoni, that means that he's literally 50-50, all he has to do is one mitzvah and that tips the scale in his favor. But why does the Rambam choose stocker? Etc. Why stocker? Because stock is like turbo boosted. It's incredibly powerful. Why is it incredibly powerful? Well, we've seen because Mavir Nesra Gezerah from the Nesana Tekef based on the Yerushalmi and the Medrash Rabba, and also the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah because it's one of the four things which can rip up an evil decree. Why is stocker so powerful? Three reasons. Number one, the Trumas Adeshen. It makes, as it were, Kodesh Baruch Hu into a Loiveh, which gives us the right as the Malveh to choose which Beis Din to go to. And we, of course, want to choose a Beis Din of Rachamim. And also, perhaps the reason is the Arizal, that fasting during the Aseret Mitzvah is atones for all the days of the previous year. And the ultimate purpose of a fast day is to promote Tzedakah. That's the whole goal of it. And the third idea is, is anyone who is merciful to others, then Midah Keneged Midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmonos on us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.